And we're live. I'm Alex from Mr. Sunderland's class, third period, and here with the one and only
Albert. You already know.
We're going to be podcasting today about comparing the book To Kill a Mockingbird with its movie. First of all, me and Albert just wanted to say that we thought that the book would be boring at first, but once we got to read it and understand it a bit, we thought that it was interesting and how racism was back then. Once we saw the movie as well, we saw some things that happened in the book were still in the movie, and some parts were changed. Now, Albert, can you share an example of what was the same from both the movie and the book with us?
Yeah, one comparison about the book and the movie is that they both talk about how Atticus defends Tom Robinson in a court case because they blame him for assaulting a white woman, and Atticus was the only person who took the case. Also, another comparison is that Scout's cousin calls Atticus a Negro lover. Quote is, Francis called Atticus something, and I wasn't about to take it off him.
Negro lover.
I ain't very sure what it means, but the way Francis said it, tell you one thing right now, Uncle Jack, I swear before God, I'll sit there and let him say something about Atticus. Also, both the book and the movie, Bill came out of the fence and started talking to Scout and Jim. Also, the book and the movie have the part where Atticus shot the dog that was really sick. Then Jim and Scout thought that Atticus was a really good shooter.
All right. Now, what do you think about it? Can you share some of your thoughts?
Yeah. What I think about the book and the movie is that both in the movie and the book, they are really related, and I find it interesting because they both mostly have the same thing, and how Scout and when I saw the movie, I found the book more. I got to get a little bit more better. Because the movie explained most of the things that happened in the book.
All right. Thank you for your answer, Albert.
Yeah, no problem. Now, Alex, can you tell me some comparisons about the movie and the book?
Yes, I can. Yeah. All right. Something that I saw that was the same in the movie was that Jem, Scout, and Joe went at night hiding in the field or in the house. They went to Boo Radley's home and they knocked on the door. Once they knocked on the door, they ran as fast as they could to get out of there. Once they were running, on both the book and the movie, Scout and Dale made it out of the fence. But the only thing that happened was that Jem, he was the one that was caught on the fence. When he went under the fence, he couldn't get out. He was stuck. His pants were ripping. He had nothing to do. So what I saw in the movie was that he took his pants off and he kept running and left the pants there. Once it was the next day, he went back and saw that his pants were sewed together and folded neatly. He took them and went back home. Now, Albert, can you tell me if you liked the movie or not?
Yeah, I liked the movie because most of it was part of the book, and it was really good. There was only one thing that I didn't like about the movie, and it was about how it was that it was in black and white. Also, the movie was really good, but it's also really long. It's like 2 hours. And
yeah.
That mostly talks about how Atticus protects Tom Robinson in a court case where supposedly he assaulted a white woman, and they blame it on him since he's black. And also,
I think the movie could have been better if it had color, but I liked it because most of the things that happened in the book were the same as the movie. I liked the part that was interesting to me was when Jem, Scout, and Dale went to knock on Boo Radley's door. I thought that they would get caught because I thought Boo Radley and the people in the house would open the door as soon as they knocked and catch them right away.
Also, I like that how everybody knows each other in Maycomb. Since the town is so small, everybody knows each other, either by marriage or birth. Also, in the book, Scout is the narrator, how she talks about what is happening in her life.
And thank you for people who are watching this. We appreciate you. That was it, guys, and thank you for watching. It's been good with me and
your boy Albert.
Yeah. Thank you.